Hi, lovies. This is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast. We're having another bonus episode to our magic series. This thing is really a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be. So this is episode 25, talking about spiritual patterns. So for those of you who might have an idea of what I'm talking about, because obviously we know what patterns are, right? Things that repeat themselves that give an indication of what is going to happen later down the road, right? It's kind of like, you know, patterns of, you know, pregnancy would be a big belly, obviously, right? That's a pattern. And that's like, you know, just that's a physical pattern, right? Patterns of a cold or a sickness would be a stuffy nose, runny nose, a sore throat, headaches, and all that stuff. When I talk about spiritual patterns, this would be included in your meditation rituals, or it would be included in your spell work, or pretty much how things will show up, letting you know if something is going to happen or something is not going to happen. These tell signs, you know, these, you know, what we would call confirmations, right? So it's very important to know your spiritual patterns, especially when, you know, trying to set an intention, you know, trying to achieve a goal, and definitely putting out, you know, seeds of manifestation out there, especially for long-term results. And just knowing when things in your life are going to go good and knowing when things in your life are going to go not so good. And, you know, patterns will always help us and guide us to know whether or not we're on the right path, whether or not we are in the right place, you know, whether or not we are doing the right or wrong thing. Right. And then at the same time, it's very important that we not only figure out these patterns, but not to ignore them. Once the patterns are set, we should be spending a lot of time and energy taking the time to figure out what they are trying to tell us. Or if you know what they're trying to tell you, acting on that as soon as possible. Now, the only example that I can give you really is of my experience throughout my life. Now, mind you, at this time that I'm recording this, I am 36 years old. So these patterns in particular have reoccurred all through my life. And of course, as time has gone on and things have been invented, the things that are new have become part of my spiritual patterns. The first pattern I'm going to talk about is when something good happens. Okay, so every time I'm feeling as though like nothing good is going to happen, or things are looking like they're going to get worse, right? Or I'm just doubting, or I'm just not, you know, either putting forth a lot of positive energy, I will see this, what I call a red-headed bird. So I don't know if you guys have seen this, but it's more like a pigeon that kind of has like this strawberry blonde type of color to its feathers, right? It's not a pigeon that you see very often. It's not everywhere. And of course, you know, it doesn't just be everywhere, right? It almost looks like an albino pigeon, right? And you'll see this like once or twice, probably in a lifetime, or once or twice in every 10 years. So anytime I'm feeling like I'm not putting forth much positive energy, or there's something I'm really needing or hoping would, you know, good would happen, and I'm just not being the bearer of the light at the moment, the red-headed bird would show up. And when I was younger, I used to say, oh, that bird is so beautiful, that is so cute, or whatever, whatever. And I would say about a week later, something like amazing would happen, you know, like, oh, I would get, you know, I'd win a contest, or, you know, I would get the bike that I wanted, or, you know, I would, you know, see that friend again that I was really hoping to see again, you know, and something like that. And I can't help but notice, but ever since I was like, you know, like 7, 8, or 9, and then moving on into my teen years and all my adulthood, you know, understanding it a little bit better, it's like every time there is this presence of this red-headed bird, something good does tend to good to happen. So whenever I am facing like a financial hardship or this and that, and then I see a red-headed bird, my energy levels completely go skyrocketing up, right? Nothing has happened in that moment, but that spiritual pattern has shown me, like, hey, everything is going to be okay. There's no need to worry at this particular moment. Okay, so it's kind of like a spiritual relief signal, right? It's like the signal. Everyone has their own universal bat signal, and I just want to let you guys know that that particular one is mine for, you know, good things happening later. Some of my clients and I had gone back and forth about 2024's, you know, tax refund delays, and, you know, just back and forth, and we hadn't received them. And I would say about maybe like a week later, I saw a redheaded bird at work. And then I was like, all right, you know what? I should just relax and just be patient. And I would say about 2 or 3 days later, I received my tax refund. Okay. So just to put that out there. Also, another tell or spiritual pattern is when it's time for me to quit a job or leave a job, right? Or the job is no longer serving my life. Unfortunately, I will get the same spiritual pattern of my car breaking down. Now, I take good care of my cars, always, right? I've never had a bad car. And every single time my cars have ever broken down, it's always been a mystery. But every single time my cars have broken down, it's always on my way to a job that I seem to quit very soon after, right? I don't believe in coincidences. I do not believe in coincidences. The first time it happened, I worked at a daycare. And the truth was, like, it was really putting a lot of pressure on me. And, you know, it was during, you know, COVID. And I was just like, didn't really want to go into work. Then the car ended up breaking down, I would say about 4 miles before I got there. Never ended up going back to that job because I ended up finding a new one, which was so much more convenient, paid way more money, and was just better off for me and my physical and mental health, right? Second time it happened again. Not so much like later, but recently in 2023, for those of you who realize that, you know, my car was actually broken into, I was, in fact, expected to work that next morning, and this car breaking down or getting broken into happened in the middle of the night. Now, I had already pitched my idea to give my 2 weeks notice before I had actually given my 2 weeks notice, and this is before I had actually, you know, put the plan in place. I was really being, you know, stagnant about it and really dragging my feet on it. And I thought that maybe the car breaking down would make me want to work even harder, get more hours, I can pay for this car and everything like that. And it turned out that even after I had fixed my car, I was like, you know what? This place is just not working out for me. It's not for me anymore. And I put in my 2 weeks notice and I did in fact end up quitting. So that's another, you know, spiritual pattern that, you know, if you notice happening in your life, you know, every time this and this happens, right? Why is it important to know this? Because it's your angels and guide and, you know, your ancestors trying to let you know that there is better out there for you. I'm sorry we had to do it this way. But it's usually when you're already feeling something going on and you're denying those feelings. Okay, it could be that you are anticipating something to, you know, good to happen, but you are being negative about it, and it's kind of like blocking the blessing from you. The seeing the redheaded bird would be more like, hey, it's still coming. It's you who need to be patient. It's you who needs to learn to be, you know, more trusting in the universe for what it is you need. It's still on its way, but you still need to work on patience and all that. Do your patterns go away once you learn these lessons? Not particularly, no. You'll still, you know, when you vibrate high and you still have faith in things and you've learned to be patient with things, you will still see the good things that indicate that something good is going to happen. If you are feeling, you know, still vibrating high and still feeling like, oh, you know what, this relationship or this job or this situation or this group might not be for me anymore, you know, I'm going to put forth my efforts to, you know, distance myself, the pattern will still show up. Okay, it will still show up. Hopefully it won't be as dramatic as my, you know, as your car breaking down, right? That's just one of the things that happens in my life, because I like to drag my feet on things, and the universe gives me a very, you know, extreme, you know, very intense, you know, sign, right? So I want to hope that one never repeats itself, right? So when something I won't say bad, but something, you know, unfortunate is going to happen, right? I'm not going to lie. I'm going to get so much hate from this, but I am a Taylor Swift fan. I'm a Taylor Swift fan, but, okay, there's this one song that plays that gives me an indication that something terrible is near or is nearby, okay? And it's actually that song, I Knew You Were Trouble When You Walked In, which is so weird because I used to feel very empowered by that song, right? However, because I have vibrated on a different level, now when that song plays, it's almost as if like, no, you need to understand that there's trouble near you and you need to start being a little bit more observant and a little bit more, you know, aware of your surroundings, okay? Every time that song plays, if I can help it, I turn it off. If it's playing in public, I try to get away from that vibration entirely, right? It's almost like saying if I stay in that vibration or stay the duration of the song, right? It's like it's getting into me and it's going to make it happen. I know it sounds silly. You can say whatever you want, but you've already listened this far. You might as well listen to the rest of it, right? So every time that song plays, if I'm in my car, I can turn it off. I have control, right? If it's in my office, turn it off. Walk away. Wait till the song's done, right? If it's on my phone or whichever or video, turn it off. But if it's somewhere that I cannot get out of, okay, I'll do my best to either like drown it out, cover my ears, just not let it into my spirit, right? Because for some reason, that vibration that gets into my spirit really will kind of like shift things to go south, right? One time I heard it, I'm not gonna lie, like had a couple of large dollar bills fly out of my purse. Okay. Could not get that back. And that was a little sad day. Another time I heard it, I actually did in fact have a couple of stupid teenagers come and break down my door on a Sunday. Okay. And, kind of like should have known, right? I already kind of put myself in that vibration. So whenever I hear it, I'm telling you right now, I'm out of there. All right. So long story short, too late. I know. My thing is make sure you are paying attention to your spiritual patterns. They are there to help you. They are there to warn you. They are also there to guide you and also to relieve you of stress. And either way, right? Either way, it is your guides letting you know what is going on around you. It is your guides letting you know that, hey, today might not be the best day today, you know, stay aware, stay awake, okay? And the guides can also be like, hey, you might think today's going to be a bad day, but it's actually going to be a good day. So keep that in mind. What are your spiritual patterns? Have you noticed anything? Has a person that shows up in your life a spiritual pattern? Has a season become a spiritual pattern? So I haven't really touched on seasons, and because sometimes even the changing of the seasons and changing of the zodiacs and the moon phases, those can be spiritual patterns as well, depending on our compatibility and our adjustability to them. Okay, so just want to know, you know, what you thought about that. If you had any that were very significant, how do you respond to your spiritual patterns? Exactly, you know, what do you think, like, why do these particular patterns show up? What about spiritual patterns when people pass away? Is there something particular that shows up for you rather than the same old, you know, superstitious, you know, dog howling and all this other stuff? You know, do things come in threes for you? Do things come in fours for you, or tens or nines or whichever? Just wanted to throw that out there because we are changing of the seasons right now. Today is the first day of spring 2024. And I just wanted to wake that up in you, right? We're also at the brink and the very opening of Aries season. And this is like pretty much the solar new year. So I wanted to open up your mind to some things that you might be in passing not really, you know, acknowledging. And it's very important to acknowledge every signal and every sign and every pattern that the universe is throwing out to us. This way to better navigate our lives, our day-to-day, our situations with people, places, right? And just our soul's purpose, our journey, and all that yada, right? So thanks again for listening. This is Christina again with Karma's Eyes LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast. I will talk to you lovies in the next episodes. All right. Bye.